We're here in the studio with you.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away. That is, again, freetalklive.com. The show is about whatever you want it to be about. That is, if you call in at 800-259-9231 and bring up what you want to talk about. That's 800-259-9231. Coming up this, hopefully this hour, whenever we get a chance, there's some pretty disappointing polling figures from a Zogby survey about Americans and their opinions on whether or not tobacco should be prohibited. We'll get to that. But first, to continue, Carla Howell from the Center for Small Government, she's pointing out that almost every election in America this year, and in recent years as well, has been a one-way race. And that's because both candidates, if you've got a race where you've got two candidates, the Republican and the Democrat, these are two people that, for the most part, there are some exceptions. For instance, there's some Republican Liberty Caucus people. There's also Democratic Freedom Caucus people. There's some exceptions, but not very many. For the most part, these are people that are going to get into office, scratch their friends' backs, punish their enemies, and, of course, enrich themselves in the process, all the while creating more big government programs so they can tax you even at even higher levels than before. And it doesn't matter what the Republicans say. Yeah, if you've heard it all before. Oh, smaller government, we're Republicans and we're for a smaller government. Well, anybody
all
that's
they
been,
really mean is we want to cut the social programs out from underneath people.
But they don't do that either.
No.
They don't mean anything. All they mean is, please vote for us. We're different. We're promising we're different. But now the rubber's hit the road for the past 10 years, Mark, and 12 years, I guess, since the, what was it, the contract with America in 1994.
Mm.
The past 12 years, no smaller government out of those Republicans. In fact, nothing even resembling small government. Not even an attempt. Not even a hint at smaller government. So we know they're liars. At least the Democrats, to give them credit, at least they're honest about wanting bigger government. You can look a Democrat straight in the eye and they'll tell you, yeah, I like bigger government.
I think government works.
Right.
We need government that works.
Well, it's clear that Republicans believe that once they're in charge, all of a sudden government starts to work. And in fact, the Republican individuals that vote for Republicans, for some reason, even though the numbers are there in front of their face, federal government budget increasing year after year, even though the statistics are undeniable that George W. Bush has spent more in his term, which is less at this point than Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton in for 8 years. I think George has been in for 6 years or 5 or 6 years. He's gone over far and above over what Bill Clinton was able to do. I mean, Bill Clinton, he was a big government guy too, but George Bush has out-big governmented him.
You know, Bill Clinton had welfare reform. It's better than it was.
Yeah.
He had IRS reform too. They weren't auditing people like they are now.
We're not Democrats.
No.
We're not Republicans. I'm just pointing out the facts. And the facts are government is bigger either way you slice the pie.
But
Democrat or Republican, government gets bigger and bigger.
In all fairness, now I don't remember the whole 90s. I certainly wasn't tuned into politics at the time, but I don't think we ever had a all-Democratic House, all-Democratic Senate, and a Democratic White House during the 90s.
No, certainly not.
So I think that it's the key is the mix.
Mm. Well, either
not
way.
Not that it's good. It should slows the growth of government.
And the point remains. Yeah, you're talking about where there's a conflict, where they're not necessarily letting every single bill through like George Bush does. What's he vetoed one bill the entire time he's been in office? What was it, just one?
I don't even remember which one that was.
Yeah,
it
was so insignificant.
Relatively recently.
So the point here being that it really doesn't matter which way you vote straight ticket. You're going to get bigger government either way. So you should be like Chris from last hour, and who has had a paradigm shift in Indianapolis. He pointed out he's been listening to Free Talk Live for 6 months, and he used to be a straight party ticket voter, and now he's going to be somebody who looks at the issues, looks at the individual candidates, and decides whether or not they're worthy of his vote. And I think that's the most sensible approach for anybody. But even then, if you look at these guys, you're going to discover that you don't want to vote for either of them. If I go into an election, if I go in to vote, and there's for instance, if there's a race that I don't know anything about, and it's inevitable that I'm not going to know anything about some of the races just because, hey, you know, I'm busy. I don't have time to look up all the information on these guys. I just won't vote. If it's a Republican and a Democrat, and I don't know anything about either one of them, I'm not going to vote in that race. And that's just me. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Let me get
I usually go through and find some Liberty Index somewhere that rates the candidates that I'm going to be voting for and gives their advice, you know, A, B, C, D, failing, that kind of thing.
The federal budget was one, and of course, libertarian candidates, those are pretty safe to vote for, but even then, you probably should still look into them to make sure that they adhere to principle and that they really do want smaller government. But I've never met a libertarian that didn't really want smaller government. And that said, since we do have a lot of indie listeners, there is a candidate up there, Rex Bell, in the State House District 64, which I believe is somewhere near Indianapolis. He's actually polling, get this, Mark, the Libertarian, the third-party guy, is polling at 33.1%.
Wow, that's great.
Now, I don't know how many people were polled. I'm not quite sure the methods of this poll, but it's interesting nonetheless.
You know,
he could win.
If it was just a poll of people as opposed to likely voters, then that's usually where they take it on the chin. Because likely voters, the people that are they're likely to say, yeah, I'll vote for a Libertarian, are less likely to get out and vote, it seems to me.
Nonetheless, it sounds there are some interesting races around the country with Libertarian candidates with a real shot. There's a guy down in Texas who is up against, was it Tom DeLay, I guess, is the district that he was in?
Right.
He's up in that guy's district, and apparently the Republicans botched it up, and they didn't get their candidate approved somehow, so they've got a bunch of write-in candidates. There's two or three different write-in candidates, and one of them's got a hyphenated name and everything, so it's very difficult to spell. So the main Republican candidate, people aren't going to be able to remember how to spell her name. So it's pretty much the Libertarian versus the Democrat down there in Texas. And it's Texas, which is pretty much a conservative stronghold, so there's a chance he could win.
Yeah, Michael Bednarik has a chance in Texas in the Austin area.
So we'll keep you up to date on the election results, but nonetheless, getting back to the theme of government, or these candidates, are pretty much the same. The federal budget was $1.9 trillion, according to the Center for Small Government, when Harry Brown, the Libertarian candidate in 2096, ran for office. He vowed to veto any budget that didn't stay on his schedule to reduce it down to $100 billion within 8 years. Remember, nowadays it's $2.8 trillion. So it was $1.9 trillion. It's gone up almost $1 trillion in less than a decade. He vowed to veto any budget that didn't stay on schedule to reduce it down to $100 billion within 8 years. He aimed to slash federal spending, end the income tax, end Social Security tax, and dismantle a large array of big government programs. Now, before we go on, that's a pretty radical platform, isn't it? Oh, my gosh, the world's going to end.
Without government, what? We just can't function.
Boy, without Social Security, old people are going to be crawling through the streets and starving to death. These are some of the claims we've actually heard people make when we bring this up.
Well, I don't really believe in Social Security, but that would be one of the hardest programs to bring a stop to.
What do you mean?
Well, it just the president would have a difficult time doing that.
Why?
Because he doesn't have any control over Social Security.
I guess the presumption would be that if a libertarian president was elected, there might be some libertarian reps elected as well. And, of course, the president can just block anything that comes through until they give him something he likes, like ending Social Security. And it makes sense, because think about it for a moment. Before you get all scared about grandma and grandpa crawling through the streets looking for food, which is just ludicrous. I mean, people who care are going to take care of people that are in need. But just remember something. Take a look at your next paycheck stub, and look at the Social Security withholding on there. Whatever it is, it's going to be a significant chunk. It's going to be, in fact, about 7.5% of your total paycheck. But the part you don't see, and this is why it's so despicable what these politicians do, they cover their tracks as much as they possibly can. You don't see the 7.5% that the business is paying in your name into Social Security.
Right, they match those funds.
Right.
So, obviously the business is paying that money in order to have you around. In all likelihood, would be paying you that money if they weren't forced to pay it to Social Security.
That's correct. That's money they have to pay to employ you. And so that would be money that likely would go to you. In fact, if you didn't have to pay Social Security, you could look at at least a 15% increase in your paycheck.
Well, it's not exactly a 15%, but it's sort of that number.
It's around there, because you're increasing, and it's math and difficult. And we're talking to you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. More about the election and how you don't really have much of a choice. That's on the way. Plus these despicable polling numbers about cigarettes and how people want to ban them. Apparently, Americans really don't ever learn when it comes to prohibition. That's on the way. Your calls as well. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 27, 2006. Gold opened at $598.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $624.64. Again, that's $624.64 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away, including the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of the freetalklive.com site. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. The first 1,000 pledge, to be specific. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today. That's freestateproject.org, freestateproject.org. So I don't want to get into a huge discussion about Social Security. I was just sort of mentioning an important fact. When a libertarian candidate like Harry Brown suggests we should end Social Security, it is absolutely possible, and it is an absolutely sensible suggestion. It will not leave people hanging. It will give people far more wealth than they could ever possibly imagine. Can you imagine, Mark, how much money with the power of compounding interest, if you took 15% of your paycheck and put it into a savings account with a very low percentage return, how wealthy you would be after a few decades?
Right. You know, that's the thing. Is Social Security is just a really terrible deal for the person who's paying in on it. It's, you know, the interest rate is awful. I think it's like between 0 and 1%.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's assuming you live long enough. And
right.
Statistically, there are many people that won't. For instance, I've pointed out many, many times that white people live longer than black people, women live longer than men,
mm-hmm.
and rich people live longer than poor people. So essentially what you've got is three poor black men supporting every rich white woman.
It's a welfare program for rich white women.
I'm afraid it is.
And so that's all I'm saying. You end Social Security, everybody keeps their 15% and does what they want with it.
There's probably a fair and equitable way that we can come up with that people that have paid in all their lives can get their Social Security.
Sure, Harry Brown's plan was brilliant. You sell off all the federally owned lands, which is a tremendous amount of property, auction it all off to the highest bidder, and use that money to give everybody their Social Security payments. Problem solved.
I don't want mine, though. I'm 35. Thanks. You can keep it.
Oh, yeah.
All. Keep it,
just
please.
Let me stop. Yeah. It's hard to overstate how greatly Americans would benefit if Harry Brown's proposals were enacted into law. How many businesses would innovate, expand, and create jobs? How much easier it would be to support our families and save money and buy the things that we want and need? How much freer that we would all be? Because there are almost no small government candidates on the ballot, expect bigger government budgets in the next few years. Expect higher taxes and more debt to pay for them. People ask me which of the candidates for governor in Massachusetts that I recommend in 2006, and I tell them it's a one-way race. Four candidates are on the ballot, and all four are for big government. None propose small government. None of them even come close. All of them will raise overall taxes and overall spending by over $1 billion every year, just like Mitt Romney, their Republican governor, did over the last 4 years. And he's cheered on by his Republican followers. Yay, Mitt!
As long as he's wearing a red jersey, that's all that matters.
Just like Republican Governor Paul Cellucci did before him. Just like the other guy, William Weld, did before him. The Massachusetts election is like most elections in America, a one-way race for more big government. That's the way it is today. And that's the way it's been for a long time. That's why government budgets in America have grown to a total of over $4.8 trillion every year. I don't think people realize how much trillion is. That's huge.
Yep, they're taking all that money from us.
Coming out of your pocket, every vote for a big government candidate legitimizes one-way big government elections. It says, okay, I'll settle for big government choices if my only options. It guarantees that we'll get more big government, higher budgets, higher taxes, and more regulations, not to mention lost freedoms. And I think somebody made a very important point. I don't remember if it was Harry Brown or Michael Badnarik, which libertarian candidate it was, but they pointed out that when you vote for the lesser of two evils, because when you get the Republican, the Democrat, and, say, a third party, like a libertarian in there, and the libertarian candidate will go out and canvass door to door and meet voters and say, you know, I hope you'll vote for me. I want to get government out of your life. I'm so-and-so, libertarian candidate.
Well, so-and-so, I just don't know if I can vote for you because I gotta keep the Democrat out.
Or I don't know if I can vote for you. I've got to keep the Republican out. The lesser of two evils thing, the wasted vote syndrome. All you're doing when you vote for the lesser of two evils is endorsing that person's particular brand of evil. They are not seeing your vote as a protest vote. They're seeing your vote as an endorsement, like, I like you. You're doing everything that I want you to do. Give me some big government.
You know, I got a couple of points on that wasted vote. And you know that I'm a registered Republican and I support the Republican Liberty Caucus. But I think that as far as the wasted vote syndrome goes, A, the guy who gets the most votes is going to win. So you're not wasting your votes if you vote for the guy you want to win. The guy who gets the most votes is going to win. Secondly, John Kerry, everybody who voted for him wasted their vote because he's not the president. The most votes for a loser in United States history, and it doesn't matter. They're wasted.
Voting for big government candidates keeps us on a one-way path to big government. It doesn't have to be that way, though, in the future. We must replace one-way big government races with two-way races, big government versus small government. We must make small government a choice in every election. We need a lot of small government candidates, like Harry Brown, at all levels of government. We must encourage and attract as many small government candidates to run for office as we can. Candidates who propose to boldly reduce big government and move us in the direction of small government. Candidates who promise to slash government budgets, eliminate taxes, dismantle big government programs. And I gotta say, I totally agree. You know, if politics is the way towards freedom, and I'm not sure if it is or not, but if it is, this mealy-mouthed, halfway towards small government kind of candidacies are not something that I really want to support. And there's this contingent within the Libertarian Party that says, well, we should be like more like the other guys. We should dress like them and act like them and only put proposals on the table that don't sound so radical. Stop it. What you need to do is put proposals on the table that absolutely sound radical. When in fact they're not, they're totally sensible and they'll make people more free. It's those sorts of proposals that get attention. It's those sorts of proposals that are going to separate your race, differentiate your candidate from everybody else. Case in point, Loretta Knoll, the Libertarian candidate for governor in the state of Alabama. Now, she's actually a write-in candidate because the state of Alabama screwed her. As they turned in over 40,000 signatures because, by the way, in case you didn't know, if you're a third party, whether it be the Libertarians or the Greens or whoever, the requirements are so much higher for third parties. We have to jump through so many more hoops to get candidates on the ballot. So she gave it a shot. She tried to get her, she had the requisite number turned in, but they disqualified just enough to keep her off the ballot. So she's still running as a write-in candidate. Get this, Mark. Even though Loretta Knoll is a write-in libertarian candidate for governor. Who's a write-in candidate? A libertarian? I mean, libertarians don't get attention as it is, but a write-in libertarian candidate? How could they get any attention? Well, you know how? Because she's talking about ending the war on marijuana. She's talking about ending the war on drugs. She's coming right out with real, principled libertarian positions that some of the libertarians shy, well, we shouldn't talk about drugs. Oh, no, we shouldn't do that. Well, guess what? She got on Keith Olbermann's show on MSNBC. She got on Fox News all last week simply because she's taking a real principled stance on some issues. 1-800-259-9231. Carla finally says, what should you do if there's no small government candidate on the ballot? Never vote for big government just because it's the only choice. Write in a small government candidate you know if your ballot permits it, or leave the ballot choice blank. Or better yet, write in Mickey Mouse if you're going to leave it blank. Just write something fun in there. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. Kayleen's on the way. Her call. Ladies come first. Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312 312- 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Searching for an exclusive line of cutting-edge nutritional products? Just remember Global Health Tracks, or GHT. Global Health Tracks is placed at the forefront of the industry, bringing quality, wellness, and life-enhancing products to the global market, like Oxygen Elements Plus, a very unique, patented product designed to rejuvenate your dehydrated cells by delivering more oxygen to the body, thereby enhancing your vitality and energy. Global Health Tracks has been committed to building long-term relationships with its members and customers for over 8 years now. This task is made possible by the company's dedication to superior health and wellness products that put the customers and members at the heart of the business where they should be. For more information, contact Greg personally at 509-242-9681. That's 509-242-9681. Or check out his website at ghdirect.com/Greg Beagan. That's ghtdirect.com/Greg Beagon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves, as always. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Do we have archives or what? Yeah, an entire year's worth of the show, in fact, right there on the front page of the site for your download and convenience. So enjoy it for free at freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Kayleen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, you sexy guys.
Hey,
long time no talk.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just got over a laughing fit because you talked about riding in Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And when I was 18, I'm showing my age, in 1980, my first voting year, I actually did write in Mickey Mouse for some office, some
Excellent.
Local office.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because I would rather have a fictional animated character in office over any Republican and Democrat any day.
But anyway, I wanted to tell you about my two drug dealers.
Really?
Yeah. I have two drug dealers.
Okay.
I go to my local liquor store
mm-hmm.
to buy booze because I drink alcohol. And I have a friend at work who lives near New Hampshire. And he goes up to New Hampshire and gets me cigarettes for like half the price that I pay in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, you're dodging the law, Kayleen.
Oh.
Shame on you.
Now, you're jilting the Massachusetts government out of all that tax money that they'll be using to help people with.
You're stealing. You're cheating them, Kayleen.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I still have my drug dealer in Massachusetts, which is my local liquor store.
Oh.
And
you know what? In Massachusetts, though.
I pay outrageous taxes to them.
One of the differences, though, between Massachusetts and New Hampshire that needs to change is I believe that individuals can actually own liquor stores in Massachusetts. Up here, it's all state-controlled.
Exactly, yeah. That's one of the things when we moved to to New Hampshire, we intend to change.
Excellent. Well, we'll be behind you on that one. Even though I don't drink, I'll definitely get behind you on that one. Anything else on your mind, Kayleen?
That's it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
You know, and that's the way it has to be done. Even though you don't drink and you're not interested in alcohol issues, people that support freedom have to support freedom everywhere.
For everybody, every issue, every single time. Let's go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John. John in New Hampshire.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, I wanted to tie a couple things together here. I have a belief that when we allow anger and resentment and hatred to enter our heart, that we come under control of either a person or an event.
Hmm.
And you talked about something earlier in the week and a couple of things tonight where I wasn't able to listen live or I would have called in on that night, but you were talking about that Landmark group and the way they talk to individuals who have had some past trauma, maybe a rape.
Yeah.
Or a molestation, and how that affects their life later. Now, I don't know the specifics of the Landmark thing, and that's not really...
It's okay, neither does Ian.
Okay. But my point with that is, one of the things that it seemed from the conversation is that the group is telling these people that they're controlling the so-called story. And part of that is, in my belief, that when you allow the hatred of the either person or event to stay with you, you will be the one harmed long term.
I would agree with that.
I would too.
Now, to tie that together with a couple of topics tonight, the person with the speech problem that he overcame, if he was fell into some hatred, resentment, anger over that problem, it probably would have gotten some control over him.
Yeah, it probably would have destroyed him.
He didn't allow that to happen, and he won. And to tie it together with just briefly the voting thing, when you hate one party, then you might end up voting for the other party. Lesser of two evils, you hate one, maybe you don't hate the other, it's still not what you want, that controlled your action. As far as writing in, I've never done Mickey Mouse or Jimi Hendrix or anything like that. I would write in my own name.
There you go.
But the major point on it, people like Dave who called in the silent protester, or Lauren Canario, or Russell Canning, or Mike Fisher, or people throughout history, maybe Martin Luther King or Rosa Parks.
These are all people who have engaged in civil disobedience.
Or Jesus. One of the things that I believe, and I'm not good at this, and I'm learning from my friends to get this under control, and when I protested, or more demonstrated rather than protested, and played my song in front of the prison on Monday morning, a cop, the guards came out and talked to me. A policeman came and talked to me. I didn't let them get under my skin like I might have other years in the past. My belief is one of the reasons why they're able to stand up unshaken by these authority figures who have the brute force of guns, badges, and bars to put you behind, they're able to stand firm. I believe that they are pure in their heart, or at least more pure than I am, because they can control it better.
And they don't let them their tactics, their intimidation tactics, get to them. And I think that's going to have an effect long term. That's going to rub off on these guys.
It's having an effect on me, and it's having an effect on others. Because when I demonstrated in front of that prison, the guards who were changing shifts went by. I got smiles from those people. I got thumbs up from those people.
That's a good feeling.
It was a really weird thing. But what's happening is it's not personalized between them and me. It becomes the issue of right and wrong. And if there's a wrong, sometimes a person is within a system and they're not able to break free of that. Or I may have some issues where I've got some anger and I'm learning to break free of that. But without personalizing it and learning to forgive the person right on the spot, and it takes practice, what you need to do is practice that on the
You mean
small
forgive
thing.
The bureaucrat for being a bureaucrat, basically?
Well, to not personalize it.
Hmm.
Like when Dave goes out and does these things, he shakes their hand. He talks to them politely. He doesn't get nasty.
That's true. He's very friendly. We're killing him with kindness is what we're doing, John. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. It's a really great approach. What the civil disobedience crowd is doing in New Hampshire, I think, is so revolutionary. They're not like the socialists and the socialists that are throwing rocks and
screaming at the top
of
their lungs. Yeah. Hey ho.
Busting in windows and yelling at people. They're smiling and having a good time, considering that considering their friends are being locked in prison, like Lauren Canario down in New London, Connecticut. We reported on her earlier this week, and now Dave, who called in earlier tonight, possibly facing jail time for handing out a flyer to somebody. But we keep our cool and continue being friendly and continue showing the world, including the bureaucrats, that we are a harmless group of people, that we are nonviolent, and that we're not going to be violent or disruptive or hurting people. Well, we might be a little disruptive, But we're not going to hurt anybody. And I think that's important. I think it's going to rub off long term. And people are going to not be seeing us as enemies as time goes on. 800-259-9231. Of course, we'll continue to report to you the updates here with the civil disobedience movement in New Hampshire. Let's go in the meantime to Dave in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hi.
Hey.
I want to let everyone know that there's a movement going around the country to try to get states to sign up for ranked voting.
What's that?
They already got it in North Carolina.
IRV? Is it IRV? Is that what
yeah.
it is?
Yeah, IRV. And there's a website, fairvote.com.
Now, can you explain what IRV is for those who are uninitiated?
Sure. Basically, what it does is it has you rank the candidates in the order that you would like them to take, you prefer them, basically. So what happens is if your first choice does not win, your vote is saved, and your vote basically is cast as your second choice. And
right, so you take everybody's preferences from all around the area, and you sort of add them in together, and you find out who the most preferred candidate is. It's much better than picking one over all of the others, because then you essentially, if there's three candidates running, you rank them one, two, and three, and so does everybody else.
Right, and you don't end up wasting your vote, or splitting the vote, or spoiling the election, or any of those other problems.
That's true. It's a great way to get around the wasted vote objection, because if you really want to see, for instance, Libertarian get elected, you give them your number one choice, but then you can also have your second favorite candidate as well. And that way you can really, really give your biggest endorsement to the person you want to see get into office, but you also aren't shirking somebody else that you might take as a backup. So I think it's
right.
an interesting approach. Dave, thank you for the call. We appreciate the update. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Still to talk about, we've got the cigarette prohibition survey. Americans are still in the dark about this whole prohibition thing, with nearly a majority of them actually calling for prohibition of cigarettes. This is insanity, and we will explore it in
and
moments.
It won't work.
800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. 5091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, Saturday edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. Well, Mark, you and I at one point had predicted this. I think you more so than I. You thought that there was a good chance that in America's future, cigarettes might be prohibited.
Yeah, marijuana will be legal and cigarettes will be illegal.
Well, you know, you might be right. And I'm going to get into the numbers here in a moment. 800-259-9231. If you think it's a good idea to prohibit cigarettes, to ban, that's what prohibit means, to ban cigarettes from being sold in America. Is that a good idea? 1-800-259-9231. By the way, join us online at freetalklive.com. Experience the site for free. We give it away. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by means of the AMP program. AMP.freetalklive.com will get you the details. It's very simple. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like Free Talk Live, you like hearing it on the radio, you like it, like the fact that we give away everything on the website, then you should be an amplifier. If you like the message of freedom and liberty and you want other people to hear it around the country and around the world, AMP is the way to do it. It's $3 a month. It's all we're asking for. It's totally voluntary. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, get all the details, and find out about how it's working, too. Not only is this a voluntary program, but it's also a successful voluntary program because over 295 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers. We're well on the way to 300 now, Mark.
Yeah.
I'm betting you we're going to be at 300 amplifiers by the end of next week, if all goes well. So head on over there, amp.freetalklive.com. You'll see that what we do is
For the end of October.
We take the... that'd be tough. It's possible. We take the $3 in and we turn it around into advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. We buy radio industry ads to get the show on more radio stations. We buy internet advertising to get more internet listeners, and we spread the message of freedom and liberty. So again, if that's important to you, amp.freetalklive.com. A Zogby survey from StopTheDrugWar.org has found, from likely voters, by the way, has found that 45% would support making cigarettes illegal within the next 5 to 10 years.
Good Lord.
Currently, cigarettes are not illegal anywhere in the United States, although moves to restrict smoking and tobacco and tax tobacco products are winning broad acceptance. According to the survey, which was commissioned by the Drug Policy Alliance, and conducted in July, banning cigarettes is supported by senior citizens, the majority of them, 51%. The majority of conservatives, 51%. Born-again Christians, 52%. And adults with less than high school educations, 55%. But strikingly, and a sign of looming trouble for anti-prohibitionists, the age group that most strongly supports making cigarettes illegal is young people. 18 to 29-year-olds, among them, support for cigarette prohibition stood at 57%.
Well, they don't realize that if the majority of people can decide that cigarettes should be illegal, then the majority of people can decide that skydiving should be illegal, scuba diving,
whatever you like,
downhill skiing,
yeah.
You know, whatever it is, fatty foods, sugary drinks, aspartame, you name it. There's plenty of crap out there. There's something out there that you don't like, that you like that isn't good for you. Do you want that to be made illegal? If you don't, stay the hell out of the smoker's business.
And, of course, the 18 to 29...
Now, I think that smokers have bear a certain amount of onus.
What do you mean?
A lot of them are rude. There are a lot of rude smokers out there. Now,
okay.
I'm not saying that
there's a lot of rude drivers out there.
Sure. I'm not saying that every smoker is rude, and I'm not saying that because they're rude, we should ban cigarettes. Mm-hmm. I am saying, though, that if they didn't toss their cigarette butts out their windows and litter all over the roads, the people would be less likely to...
I see where you're coming from, but I don't know if that's really the most persuasive point. I mean, for instance... When you
stop throwing your cigarette butts out your window, there's a nice persuasive point for you.
No, I agree. That's a good idea, and I'd like to see that happen and everything, but I don't think that's the persuasive point that's pushing people towards prohibition. If you look at the campaigns, look at the advertising campaigns that the prohibitionists have been using over the past few years in different states. For instance, we used to live in Florida, and it was about 5-6 years ago now, Florida had a ballot initiative that allowed every voter to vote as to whether or not smoking should be banned from all public business establishments, with very few exceptions.
Workplace smoking.
Yeah, public businesses.
Right.
And it won by over 70%. It was a landslide against mm-hmm. freedom and for restrictions on freedom. And as I recall, the advertising campaigns weren't about all the cigarette butts that were going to be everywhere. The advertising campaigns were about emotional things. Like the little girl that came on the television commercial and said, "I have asthma, and the smoking really hurts me. Please vote yes on Revision 11," or whatever it was. And that's the kind of thing that has motivated people into thinking, oh, well, there's little girls that could be hurt by this. The children, Mark, the children. I don't know. I think you're making a good point. It's a valid point. But I think it's the emotional game playing that these people are engaging in that's really swaying people to decide.
I would totally agree that
that
stuff's reprehensible.
Plus the anti...
You know, I don't think it's the right to be able to smoke in a restaurant. I don't think that right exists.
Mm-mm.
I think it's the right to own a restaurant and allow anybody to smoke in it that you want.
Absolutely.
Look, if I paid for the restaurant, I own the ground, I own the building, I pay the employees, who the hell are you to tell me whether or not I can let people smoke in it or not?
I'm the commissioner.
You are the 51% that voted on it. That's what disgusts me.
Mm-hmm.
But people think because 51% of the voting public, and that's just a tiny little bit, by the way, because
mm-hmm.
It's how many people are registered? How many people are even registered?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe half?
Yeah, a little over half, I think.
How many people of those registered ones vote?
In a national election, about half.
Yeah, about half.
Local election, 10%.
And so the half of those people, 12.5%,
yep.
Those are the people that decided that I can't have people. I can't allow people to smoke in my
those
business that I paid for.
They decided
disgusting.
You don't have. They decided you don't have property rights. Is
right.
What they decided.
I don't own the building. They do. Those people that voted on it own it. They took it away from me. It's frickin' communism. Stinking pinko communism.
Well, I also think that one of the reasons why 18 to 29-year-olds are the most supportive of prohibition is because they're the ones that have been really pounded
right.
over the years with the anti-smoking messages.
This whole SWAT thing that they have going on in schools.
Yep, all the propaganda that the government schools puke
on them. My tax money being poured into this nonsense.
Yep. At a Thursday news conference in New York, oh, by the way, a slim majority still opposes prohibiting cigarettes, 52%. So overall, 52% say, no, this is not a good idea, but this is bad. This is really bad news, Mark. I mean, we're close. Opposition to a ban is strongest among 50 to 64-year-olds, independent voters, liberals, moderates, and college graduates, as well as people with some college education, men, and residents of rural areas, as well as the South. Among these subgroups, roughly 60% oppose the ban. At a Thursday news conference in New York, DPA, that's the Drug Policy Alliance, Executive Director Ethan Nadelman warned that criminalizing cigarettes would have disastrous consequences. Quote, "If cigarettes were illegal, we would risk the prohibition-style shootouts and violence that characterized the Al Capone era. Millions of our fellow Americans, our friends and families, would be considered criminals. We already have too many people with addiction problems serving long prison sentences. The last thing we need is to ruin many more lives with another ineffective prohibition strategy." And he's absolutely right. But you might be saying to yourself, well, if they make it illegal, people will just stop smoking.
No, they won't. Did they stop drinking when they made alcohol illegal?
Some people did.
Well, and is it worth all the money that we spent on it and all the people that died and all the people that went to prison for it?
No.
I mean, America learned from that mistake. America's learning from the prohibiting marijuana mistake, too.
Slowly. Slowly. It's going to happen, though. I'm pretty convinced America hasn't learned jack squat when it comes to prohibition. Maybe 52% of Americans at this point have learned something, but there's a good chunk of America, Mark, that doesn't know jack when it comes to illegal drugs, alcohol being prohibited, now possibly cigarettes being prohibited. You do not understand the consequences of prohibition. I don't think most people even know what prohibition is. When we get on the air and say prohibition, prohibition, how many people out there listening even know what we're talking about? Really, I'd like to know that.
I've heard the statistics that people that don't even know who the vice president is.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Oh, and it doesn't affect me, Mark. I don't smoke cigarettes, so I'll vote for this. It doesn't affect me.
I don't like cigarettes, so I'll vote for it. So what if you don't like cigarettes? Do you like hamburgers?
Mm.
Do you like Diet Coke?
No, that's fatty and sugary. We should ban those, too.
Well, Diet Coke has aspartame in it.
Yeah, ban that. That causes cancer.
Yeah, pretty soon you've got Mom telling you everything you can't have. And if you want it, well, you're going to have to pay a fine or go to jail.
Mm-hmm. And buy it on the underground. You're going to have to go to
It's not like it's going to go away.
A black market cigarette dealer, because, yeah, it's not going away. Okay, there may be a few people that decide to give it up because cigarettes are made illegal, but for the most part, these people are hooked, and they're going to continue their habit, no matter what it takes. They're going to start buying from underground drug dealers. The same people who today are selling heroin, methamphetamine, and other drugs will start slinging cigarettes around. You want to talk about a new gateway drug? 800-259-9231. If you are out there listening to this show at the moment, and you are in the 48% of Americans, actually, 45%, I guess 3% is undecided, 45% of you who support the idea of prohibiting cigarettes, I want to hear from you, and I want you to explain why. 1-800-259-9231. Why is it that you think prohibition is a good idea? Why do we need more prohibition in America? 800-259-9231 also on the way. As we're talking about arresting people, we're going to talk about capital punishment. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For years.